The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast day of a very important saint. In fact, he's so important that he is given a special title, the Great. So he is Gregory the Great, not Gregory the sort of good, or Gregory the kind of smart, but Gregory the Great. And he's one of only three popes out of over 200 that are called the Great. There's Gregory the Great, who we celebrate today. There's Leo the Great. And then there is Martin the Great. So those are the only three. Gregory the Great lived about 1,500 years ago. And he was from a noble family, a noble Roman family. In fact, his family was so important that they lived across the street from the palace of the Roman emperors. Only the Roman emperors didn't live there anymore because the Roman Empire had fallen. So the emperor's palace had fallen into ruin. And it was divvied up and a lot of people were living there. It was kind of like condos. And Gregory had a very good education. And he was so good that he was, in fact, made the governor of Rome for a while. But then he decided that he would follow Jesus and he became a monk. And he turned his family house into a monastery. But he was still so smart and good in dealing with people that the Pope made him a deacon and sent him to negotiate with the emperor many miles away in Constantinople. And Gregory eventually became Pope. And while he was Pope, he did many things. So he's called a doctor or a teacher of the church. And in fact, he's so important that there's a special kind of church music that is named after him, not because he invented it, but because he had it all written down. It's called Gregorian chant. And Mr. Hunsinger can teach you all about it. So we celebrate his feast day today. And we pray to Pope Saint Gregory the Great that he will offer special prayers for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.